USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is blasting mainstream media coverage of former President Trump's surrender to authorities in Atlanta yesterday. Ramaswamy said this is an indictment not of Donald Trump, but of our national civic health. He's accused the Biden administration of charging Trump to stop him from running for president. President Trump calls this election interference by his political opponents. U.S. officials are condemning North Korea's attempt to launch a spy satellite. A spokesman for the National Security Council called the move a brazen violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions and says it raises tensions in the region. North Korea's second attempt to launch a satellite into orbit failed yesterday due to a malfunction. A group of Russian militants who fought for Ukraine are calling on the Wagner mercenaries to switch sides and revenge the death of Yevgeny Prigozhin. Russian authorities say the Wagner leader died Wednesday in a plane crash north of Moscow. The crash came 2 months after Prigozhin and the Wagner group staged a mutiny against Russian forces, and it's widely believed that his death was in retaliation for that mutiny. A suspect is in custody for allegedly leaving a possible exploding toilet outside a shopping mall near Los Angeles, California. Police say shoppers were evacuated from a mall in Glendale, California, Thursday night after a suspicious toilet was left outside a movie theater and a note on the toilet suggested it could be a bomb. The Los Angeles County Bomb Squad was brought in and set up an X-ray machine to see inside the toilet, and it was determined to be empty. Police did make an arrest of a male suspect a short time later. The original banana split wasn't created in an ice cream parlor, but in a pharmacy. Stuff you need to know on National Banana Split Day. USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Command of Camp Pendleton's largest warfighting unit is handed over to temporary leadership due to stalling in the Senate.
Lieutenant General George W. Smith, Jr., leader of 48,000 Marines at Camp Pendleton, is retiring and handing over command to Major General Bradford J. Gearing. This change in leadership is temporary, and the permanent leadership change is delayed because Arkansas Republican Tommy Tuberville's disagreement with the Defense Department's decision to pay for travel when a service member has to go out of state for abortion services or other reproductive health care. I'm John Fink.
Chris Christie is again going after Ohio entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, the former New Jersey governor, and Ramaswamy went after each other during the Republican presidential debate on Fox News last night. And Thursday, Christie summed it up on the Clay and Buck show.
So, you know, you want to smack me? I'm from Jersey. You smack me, you're going to get a smack or two back.
Christie says Ramaswamy's out of his league.
The guy who's barely ever voted gets on the stage and says, everybody but me on this stage is bought and paid for. I don't know how you take him seriously.
Christie then pivoted to Trump, claiming that President Biden is hoping Trump is his opponent next year. Dune Part 2 is being delayed until 2024 due to the ongoing writer's strike. The science fiction flick was originally slated to premiere on November 3rd this year, but will now be released March 15th, 2024. The change has had a domino effect on Warner Brothers' other sci-fi and fantasy releases. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're churning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects.